Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening to all you folks for a January 29th, 2014. This is Gary Wimmer coming to you from Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild, and we are glad to have all you folks with us this evening. I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, where we got about a quarter of an inch of ice and snow the other day, and people freaked out. Such it is in Texas. We don't see that much in this part of Central Texas. Having said that, I am proud to be with my friend, spirit guide, counselor, great lady, smart, internationally recognized intuitive coach, medium, clairvoyant, clairsentient. I'm going to let Melissa explain herself for it. Melissa Bergman is my co-host tonight. And Melissa, why don't you explain to us who you are, what you do, and what planet you came from?
Gary, how are you?
Hi, good,
everybody.
Good
evening. Yeah, we're almost the new moon. We're almost at the new year for the Chinese New Year, and I'm this year of the snake. You know, a buddy of mine who's an amazing healer was saying, you know, the snake, think of the snake shedding your skin. And I'm like, God, lately I've been feeling like I've been crawling out of my skin. I don't know if everybody's feeling that, but boy, we're at the finish line now. We got Venus is going direct, so we are getting it ready to roll. And me, I am an intuitive spiritual coach and psychic and medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. I work with your angelic band and with your permission and bringing in guidance, and I always prepare a special meditation for us when we get to do this beautiful radio show. And our buddy Jethro is doing classes tonight, so that's why he's not with us, and we hope he's having a great time. And I don't know, ask me away, I'll tell you more. And I'm so glad we get to work together, Gary.
Nice jubilant spirit on the end of the Skype phone. So again, glad to have all you folks with us. Keep in mind, this is Skype and this is Blog Talk Radio, and if things get a little confusing or you can't hear, let us know or let me know. It's certainly not a perfect system as far as the technology, but it's what we deal with. So a little short about myself. I got interested in the psychic phenomena way back in the 60s and started giving readings in the 70s. In 1977, as I was explaining to Melissa this afternoon a little bit, I had a near-death experience. It was profoundly interesting, fascinating, enlightening, and still to this day, 37 years later, still inspires me, empowers me. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. You folks can find it on my website. You can find it about both Melissa and I on Psychics Gone Wild. So Google A Second in Eternity. Very interesting book. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me called Bithymancy, Reading Stones, and I started using that immediately. We'll do some readings for you folks tonight using Lithomancy. It's a very interesting art based on 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto, and 6 stones based on life. Life, love, luck, commitment, place, and timing. And this evening, when I do them over the phone, I'll charge the stones up. I'll tell you when they feel nice and warm, have your energy in, and all you have to do is say drop, and then I'll drop them and read the pattern for you. For those that are interested, I wrote a book on this art. It's not very well known. It's Lithomancy, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So if you're interested in this methodology, check it out. Very fascinating. Like everything, takes a little bit of time to learn, but as Melissa agrees, everything's possible. Am I right, my dear?
Yes, my baby boy.
I found out today Melissa's a jazz singer, player as well. I've been a musician my whole life, and been doing psychic work and music my whole life. So who knows, folks? You may get the Psychic Gone Wild album released here sometime in the near future.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Move over, Grammys. We're ready for you. So check out about both Melissa and I on Psychics Gone Wild. And having said that, we have a lot of folks calling in tonight for readings. Those of y'all who have called in but not pressed one, we will not pick you up until you press one. I just noticed a bunch of people pressed one. So we'll get to as many people as we can. How about if we start with area code 256? 256, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Kimberly, we are doing great. I'll tell you what, while I type in your name here so I can remember you, why don't you talk to Melissa for just a second, if you like.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing really well. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just really wanted to get the lithomancy. I really like that. I just wanted a general.
Go for it.
Okay.
Gary, are you ready?
Yeah, we'll reverse positions because your first couple callers, we're going to try and do a double whammy on you. So, Melissa, I'll do a quick three-month reading for you. And meanwhile, Melissa is going to be tuning in and add to it, add some spice to the stew, so to speak.
Okay.
And, remember, all you folks, a couple things. You can always listen back on the archives. Download the recording. And that's the quickest thing I do is download the recording and just go to the spot you want. Having said that, Kimberly, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and they're getting a nice feeling, and they're getting warm. And so all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I see the next couple months, okay? And there you say, there you go, girl. All right. Well, a couple stones at the top are indicating that there's certainly some things you're looking in the past about. You want to change patterns here. You want to have a lot of healing and a lot of fresh feelings. So be empowered to see this next couple weeks through and imagine how things can change when you seek resolution, when you seek clarity, when you're not afraid of what you have to deal with emotionally in terms of love, in terms of making adjustments, settlements, and so forth. Because as you go through this next week and a half or two, with almost sheer determination to see the right path, the right balance, the right feeling, within the next week, you're going to start getting a lot of affirmation about what you need to do, about how you're going to clear up things about commitments, responsibilities, and you're going to enter a cycle by the second into third week where you've sort of brought up a lot of fresh changes into your life because you just want to untie the knots that are complicating things, and you want to be able to clear up the things with yourself as far as doubt and so forth. So as you go through this first week and a half or two with that in mind, you're going to kind of be surprised that, wow, you're making a lot of progress, and all of a sudden things are starting to really open up for you. The way you look at love, the way you look at relationships, the way you look at your career, the way you look at things around your home, your place. And by the fourth and fifth week here, you've got the Sunstone, Mercury, Life Stone, Play Stone, all from about the fourth to the sixth week. So there's really a lot of good decisions about the direction of your life coming in from the third to the sixth week here, especially concerning how you feel about your place, how you make decisions, how you see new goals and that sort of thing. And a lot of that comes about because of this first week you're deciding to sort of be fearless and look at what needs to be cleared out, let go of, move to a next level. Because by the 8th, 9th, and 10th week here, not only with relationships, but with plans in your life and with knowing how you started a lucky cycle for yourself and knowing how you're reestablishing yourself and feeling more love, that's all going to come into play. Bottom line, use the past only to kind of evaluate where you need to go in the future and shift into high gear, my dear, because that's about what's going to happen to you. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yep.
Does that make sense to you, my dear? Melissa, why don't you add some spice to that?
I thought that was just genius, and I think there's homework that has to be done here, and I think that the path is going to just make itself known daily as the guidance unfolds. You have to trust that you are being guided. You have to feel that you are being led. When we resist those sort of things, Kimberly, that's when we kind of get in trouble. And mm-hmm. so we really want to stay open to, you know, that intuition that's coming through.
Yes.
And Gary gave you a whole blueprint now for 3 months, and
right.
I think you're going to find it just miraculously unfolding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes great sense. And I'm glad that you were talking about, you know, trusting, because that's what I'm on a path of trusting my guides and my angels.
Beautiful.
You know,
give them permission.
I didn't have any specific questions because I want to rely more on them and my intuition.
That's it.
So,
and give them permission to help you. The only way that they can help you is by you calling them in because of our free will issues on this in this expression plane. So that is fantastic. Congratulations. I can see them clapping for you. I said they're letting their wings and clapping. Yeah.
Thanks.
But you take care, Kimberly.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gary, too.
You too, Kimberly.
Good
you
night.
Said something very interesting. Interesting, Melissa, is about the fact that spirit guides don't want to be intrusive neighbors. They want permission to communicate. So we open up to them, they'll open up to us.
Yes, and that's kind of like the spiritual protocol because we are in this plane of expression and we do have that free will, true will. You know, our free will gets the better of us sometimes if we're listening to our true will. Magic really does happen, and again, they will. If it's a matter of life and death, they will intercede because if it's not part of, you know, our karmic path, and you know, there's other people's free will. So, but when we do give them permission, and that's even people who have crossed over, Gary, you know, people who are in spirit because we're helping them as they help us, then it becomes synergistic, and then it becomes that flow, and it's a normal way of life now. It's what's really happening now.
That's true.
Don't you think? Yeah.
We're learning more every day. It's becoming more obvious through experiences in life and people and awareness that there's more than what we see, and we need to open up to it more and more.
Amen.
We're going to move on to area code 252. 252, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, 252. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Kima.
Kima, what a beautiful name, my dear.
Thank
You're
you.
One of your early callers, Melissa, why don't you, Melissa, talk to Kima for a second. Give her some
Hi, Kima,
great,
how are
great
you
advice.
This evening? Okay.
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How can we help you?
I just want a love reading, whatever you sense or whatever, you know, you pick up.
A love reading. Can you be really specific? Because we don't have tons of time, and so the more specific your question, the easier it's going to be for us to get a lot of guidance to come through quickly.
Okay. What should I be looking for in terms of a love relationship?
You have to decide what you want, first of all. You know, what you're willing to compromise with, what you're willing to share. It's really about what you want. And this person does exist. This is not a fantasy person. This is definitely somebody that's coming around in this new year. June feels real popping to me. What happened in June 2013? Did you break up with somebody in 2013?
No. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. It was
Did
just
something happen in June,
in.
Though?
Nothing. No, it's just in love related.
It just feels like something shifted for you in June of. Your guides are showing me June 2013. So I'm going, what happened in June of 2013? Did something change for you? Your outlook? Did somebody cross your path that made you think
of
something?
Somebody crossed my path, and I wasn't sure what that was all about, and I, like, dwelled on it for, like, months and months and months. And I was like, what was that all about? Because I couldn't really pinpoint the source as being within me, but it's in my aura, and I was, like, really, upset about it, I guess, because
mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what to do it about, because I was like, I've not even thought about this person in years. So
mm-hmm.
where does all this strange emotion coming from?
Sure.
So.
And it was definitely a catalyst for you to question what is this about and who is this person and what is this little karmic blip or whatever. But for you now, for this new year, it feels like you need to make a blueprint of what you want. It's not what the other person, it's not about an outside source, you know what I mean? Because that love is coming from you, and that love is special and unique, just as you are special and unique. And so you want to make sure that, that anybody that's going to be around you is going to be a part of that uniqueness and not try to squelch it, because it feels like people in the past have tried to tell you there's something wrong with you because of the way you see the world. And the way you see the world is wonderful. And so you want to have somebody around you that sees the world and sees that's wonderful. Gary, what do you say?
Oh, well, I agree 100%, and I think you're right as far as this. I grew up with six brothers, as you might have heard me say, Melissa. I was clueless about women. And when I started really understanding women better, especially during readings, I realized how complex y'all are. And sometimes you have to put that complexity aside enough to just have a nice vision of what you want to bring to yourself and not put a date on it, a time, or a place. I had a lady a couple of weeks ago that asked me about her soulmate, and I said, if I gave you the address of your soulmate and you went over there and went up on the porch, you'd be a stalker, not a potential lover.
I know.
Well, it has to happen. Things have to happen at the right time, and so you ladies are very complex, and sometimes you have to simplify things by living the moment, being free. When you date a guy, don't try to put a date on whether you're going to marry him or have kids or about. Enjoy the moment. Explore the moment.
As long as you're being treated with respect.
Oh, amen. 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 Amen.
Right. Well, I know that you know that, Gary, but sometimes we have to say that out loud to girls. We girls, because we think we don't deserve stuff. Sometimes we doormat it because we're feeling things, and you know, and sometimes that's just not. So for you, especially Kima, you've got to just, you know, surround yourself with love and roses this Valentine's Day. You date yourself. You do yourself, like,
sounds
do ritual baths and just, you know, light candles and have, and you know, make yourself the date you want. And you have a little prep work to do, because it's you're a little shell-shocked, and that's understandable. But it's really about what you know is right for you, not what somebody told you you're supposed to have, but what's right for you. So you can sit down, you can journal that. And you can use your dominant hand to write the question and your non-dominant hand to see what the answer is. That's that inner child automatic writing. And you're going to get some answers. You have a little homework to do, because if there's like a block there that you can unblock.
Okay.
And then you'll see. You'll have your dance card will start filling up, and you can say, I'll see you Saturday, and I'll see you Wednesday, and I'm busy the rest of the week. I got to do my hair. You know?
Yeah. Got you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Of course, all right.
Let us know how it goes, Kima.
I will. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pretty hot. And remember, the things that Melissa was talking about was basically ask and you shall receive. You, we can ask the universe to give us guidance, give us help, give us love. I always say if there's six things in life, who, what, where, why, when, and how, we should try to choose them all, but we're not going to get them all. But, you know, two, three, four, five out of six ain't bad, you know. There's some free will, but don't be afraid to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Having
Does that
said
mean we
that,
get our can we get our pony? It's like, I throw a pony in too, you know. It's like,
sometimes you can get your cake and eat it too. There's always a price for everything in a balance. But be optimistic. The alternative is no fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get 716 here on, but there we are. 716, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
We're good. Who are we speaking with?
Great.
What's your name, my dear?
My name is Essence. Essence.
That's
hello, Mike. Essence.
I like the essence of that. Melissa, you want to talk to us? Melissa, why don't you talk to Essence first?
Okay. Hi, Essence.
I am. I have started a new business. I have a marketing company. I kind of put it to the side, but I started this new maintenance supply company with two gentlemen. One is really working hard, and the other one is really not working hard. But I just kind of want to know what the future holds for this business. And then I do also have a love question, too.
Well, we're only going to be able to take one, so we'll deal with the maintenance. Is that okay?
Yep,
it feels like
fine.
You've got to take even more control of this. If you've got one slacker and one good employee, get rid of the slacker. This is your business. This is your company. And this is a great idea, by the way, Essence. This is a really, really wonderful product that you're serving to the world. You know what I mean? So you're on the right track with that. But you have got to take control of this, take it by the reins. Because you don't want this guy giving you a problem. And so
right.
It feels like one of them has a crush on you, though. It feels like one of them.
Yeah,
kinda,
I have a love interest with the slacker.
No, baby girl. Bye-bye. Kick him to the curb. Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't want dead weight. This is a past life pattern that you're healing where you were in business and somebody took advantage of you. So this is a lifetime you get to say, no, I'm in control. I'm in charge. This is my company. And, honey, girl, you don't want trouble like this in your business. This is not this is not healthy, and it's not appropriate, and it's going to bring you down, and you want to be successful. This person knows you're successful. He will try to take advantage of that. And he may try to do something with the company that is not kosher, as they say. And my suggestion is be strong, get your brass knuckles, grow a pair, as they say. Keep the good employee and have a good time building your business. Gary, what do you think?
Yeah.
Wow. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Amen.
High five.
Don't be
high
afraid.
High five, everybody.
Really, don't be afraid of confronting what you already know. And you know this. Don't you, Essence?
Right. I do.
Okay, so,
I do.
Yeah, I know you know it. So don't be afraid of confronting it, because that makes it a lot easier. And it doesn't have to be sloppy. It can just be kind of matter-of-factly, you know? Just
right,
the way things go.
Do you see that the business is going to be successful? We just started it.
Oh, yeah. I think you've got a lot of success. I think you're having to get some fresh exposure, advertising, promotion, extensions, that sort of thing, bring other people in. But, yeah. It does feel very good.
Okay.
You might even get an investor. Be optimistic. It feels like there's even people down there that sooner rather than later that would help you, that would invest. But make it work on paper, and that means the numbers got to work and the slacker's got to do more than slacker. Okay?
Okay.
You're
got
the
it.
Boss, Essence, okay? You're the boss.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
We appreciate
you. Too,
you.
My
Thank
dear.
You.
Okay, have a good night.
You too, Essence. Hey. Good evening.
What a neat name. What a beautiful name.
He's so lovely.
Essence, that just sums it all up. Okay, well, I want to kind of give you an idea of where we are, folks. I'm going to get people in the order they called. We're going to 714, then 765, then 315. So this is 714, as soon as I can get the board response. 714, can you hear us?
Yes, this is Lynn from California. Yeah,
hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Lynn.
Lynn, what can we help you with tonight, my dear?
Yes, I was wondering, I have a part-time job right now, and I love my part-time job, but I have full-time bills. So I'm looking for a full-time position. And today, I actually went on two interviews. The first one was a quality coordinator, hospital quality coordinator, and my second one was a ROP core instructor for ROP high school and college people to learn about the medical field, because I'm a nurse, and I love both of the job the job description. Which one do you think I'll get?
You know, I'm getting a feeling of three things. First of all, you stand out pretty well in both of them. I think people are going to like you in both of them. How quick you get a response will depend on a lot of factors. So you'd be good at both, and I think you'd be happy at both. There's different factors involved. Mm-hmm. What I feel it's most inspiring is you know from your own heart and your own soul and your own mind and your own being able to present yourself and look the person in the eye and say, I'm good and valuable, that's a winning attitude. You're going to score, girl. You know,
I was telling them, yes. I was actually at the end of the hospital quality coordinator I thanked everybody, and I said, well, you know, thank you for this opportunity for me to interview with you. I know with my knowledge and experience, I would be an asset to your company.
I got a good feeling when you said that, and in a nutshell, I used to tell people that because my dad told me that. Look people in the eye and say that. And I didn't have to mention it to you because I had the feeling you'd already done it. So you're on the right track.
Yes.
And I'm going to let Melissa add some to that, and then we might alternate some readings so we get to everybody. Melissa, what do you want to add, my dear?
Thank you.
Lynn, I also feel, where do you think you're going to have the most fun? Because you have so many gifts. The thing with the children, if you're working with young adults, they're going to really respond to you. The other job is going to be a little bit more corporate. So,
yes.
you want to decide, and it's so wonderful that you love where you are now. That just opens a gazillion doors because you still love what you do. Being a nurse is one of the highest, loveliest professions. So go where you feel you're going to have the most fun because that's
teaching,
who you are, too.
Teaching because I was teaching before.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it's a matter of financial and they both look really good, you know, pray about it first, because you're probably going to get both offers. When I look at when I'm doing a little psychometry here, which means I'm writing down things and I'm reading the energy as well as the reading here, that really popped up the instructor. The core instructor just really popped off the page. So I agree with Gary.
Wonderful.
And you know, you just have such beautiful energy, and I just wish you so much success. We're so lucky you're with us. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're very
you
welcome.
You too, Lynn.
Too.
A lot of good energy, girl.
Thank
Go
you.
With it.
Yay. Yes.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Will you let us know how it goes?
I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lynn. Good evening.
Thank
okay,
you, Lynn.
Good evening. Bye.
Bye.
And, of course, all you folks can find more about us, both Melissa and I, on Psychics Gone Wild. You can find out how to contact us, and we can, of course, do a little bit more in a 30-minute reading than we can in a 3-minute reading. But, again, glad to have you folks with us. We're trying to get to everybody. We might alternate. What do you think about that, Melissa?
Yeah, sure, whatever works. We are here to be here to be here. How's that?
Well,
we are wild.
There you go. Okay, we'll try this on the next two calls. I'll take 765 and then 315. We'll go to you, Melissa. 765. Who are we speaking
to? Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
My name is BJ.
BJ, how can I help you, my man?
Well, I was just wanting to see if I could get if there are any messages for me for any loved ones I got in spirit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Melissa, why don't you do that one?
Well, hi,
that's
how
kind of
you?
Your specialty.
That's fine. That's always fine. Hi, BJ.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going tonight?
Oh, not too bad. I think I talked to you the other night on that.
You did. It's great to talk with you again. Can you be specific about a specific person you want to connect with, since we don't have a lot of time, and I want to make sure that you get some sort of answers tonight?
My mother would be the one that I'm thinking about.
Okay, and can I have her initials, please?
Her name or her initials?
Well, whatever you're comfortable with.
Sandy.
Sandy with an I?
I-E, yep.
Okay. Oh, she smiles a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She just grins from ear to ear. She's shaking her head, and she's saying, you know, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Her big message, too, is stop worrying. For some reason, you've got this whole thing going with worry. She wants you to talk to her more, and don't be afraid of that which lives on the other side. The other side is just a higher frequency. So we're surrounded by these benevolent beings. You may want to just, like, if you have an article of clothing of hers or a piece of jewelry or a picture of her or something where you can put a flower by it, a white flower like a lily or a white rose, and you're going to call in your spiritual band and God and Jesus and whoever you rely on, and you're going to say in sacred space, I hereby give permission to open this door of communication with those who have crossed over in my heart. I open this up to my mother, Sandy, because she's laughing. She's, like, slapping her thighs, like, yes, finally I get to speak with him more. She's just laughing. So, yeah, so she, you know, she wants, she's kissing you on her your cheek right now, and she's saying, please, baby boy, please, please, please contact me this way because I can't without your permission and you can't without my permission, so you have my permission, and that's it. She just wants you to stop worrying so much. She said it's not helping you be productive.
That's true.
Is that true? Well, that's your mom. She's cool.
That's awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, honey. And do your, will you please promise us you'll do your homework? Because your
For
mom
sure.
is, like, ready. She's going to hit you over the head with a rolling pin. Just kidding, but you know how moms are. Get ready.
Yeah, she's been... She's been trying to give me signs since she passed, I think.
Oh, BJ, it's exactly what I was going to say. Real quick, as
oh,
I was mentioning
honey.
Earlier. Oh, that's all right. Real quick, I had a near-death experience in 77, wrote about in their second eternity. And the truth is, it's so beautiful out there. This is the challenge. This is the difficulty here being in time and space, number one. So souls out there are at peace. Number two, you're right. You can read the signs. That's how you communicate. You don't get a fax or a phone call, but you may get a phone call from a stranger that will be symbolic of your mom talking to you. So read the signs around you. That's how you'll communicate. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, stay happy and empowered, my man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Take care,
you
BJ.
Too.
Let us know how it goes, okay?
I sure will. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, you will. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, BJ. I just love your voice, Melissa. You got a really good singer's voice. I can hear it.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Back at you, my beloved friend. Amen. High five. Spiritual high fives, everybody. Hands up. Here we go. Boom.
All right. And we have area code 315. Who are we speaking with, 315?
Hello. This is Annette from New York.
Hey, Annette. How you doing, my dear?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to confirm, Melissa, she gave me something to confirm tonight. She noticed that there was something in my liver, and it was confirmed in a scan this last week.
Ooh, great.
Oh, hi. Annette, great. How are you feeling? Because actually Jethro let me know, and I sent a blessing to you. And
oh, thank
just,
you.
I figured it was okay. Just I'm saying, praying, you know, with your permission, I'll do more. I just felt it, you know, just like you're such a great soul, your personality, everything. You're just such a trooper. How are you feeling?
Well, confused right now because they're checking me out for lung cancer because I have a nodule in my lung, and Monday's the biopsy. But when they did the scan this past week, they found nodules in my liver too. So
okay.
What I'd like to know is, are they connected? Because my lung specialist said that it could be separate or it could be together.
Gary, do you want me to field this, or do you want to, or do you want us both to field this?
The only connection I can feel, and this doesn't limit it to this, of course, I'm not a doctor, but I was feeling like your own ability to connect with peace in spite of or because of this is the most powerful connection you can make. The rest of it has to do with doctors and that sort of thing. But I do feel like you're in a point in your life right now where you can really, like, overcharge yourself with optimism. Why not? Do you
right.
see what I'm saying, my dear? I really feel like that's exactly what life is telling you to do, because why not? If we had enough mental and spiritual power, we could climb mountains or move mountains, as Christ said. We just ain't quite there yet, but we can move in that direction. Having said that, Melissa, I'm going to turn it back to you, my dear.
Yes, I also feel that there's some unresolved grief here, which always is getting everybody's attention through something through our body many, many, most of the time. The lungs are about the grief meridian, and the grief meridian is, the you know, in Chinese medicine, Annette, that is the lung and large intestine is where the grief meridian is. The liver is about anger. So if you have, you can't beat yourself up, first of all, for your feelings anymore, because they're yours. And you also are allowed to have grief. You don't have to bottle up anything. Now, as far as them being connected, it feels like, I feel benignness. I feel some benignness there. And again, mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor, and I'm just saying, I love what Gary said about, you know, support yourself through this. These are messages coming to you through the divine, through your body. There's unresolved grief. You're allowed to feel your emotions. Don't be afraid of that. And if you need to get into sacred space or therapy or whatever it takes for you to feel, as Gary always says, empowered, that's where you're headed, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I'm accepting it a lot more than my youngest daughter isn't accepting it at all. It's like it's torn her world right apart. And,
right. But you're just going in for the biopsy, right? I mean, that's your next
yeah.
step. You've got doctors who really support you, and your daughter is dealing with abandonment issues from other things, and it's all understandable because you're a loving parent and you're a loving person. And right now you focus on you, you focus on wellness, you focus on going in there and talking to your body in sacred space, call in Archangel Raphael, call in the devas. The devas are the guardian angels of the earth, and they work in nature spirit, working with the fairies and all of this stuff, but what they do is they help you heal. There's a beautiful book called MAP, which is the Medical Assistance Program by Michelle Small Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and it's, I think her first name is not like Michelle, but it's like Michelle. And you can learn how to work with your angelic team, because this is elevating you up to your another spiritual dimension level for your awareness, because you have a lot of gifts. But you have a tendency to not support yourself that much emotionally. And that's not a criticism. It's just it's conditioning that we as women get. And it's mm-hmm. also your turn now, as Gary was saying earlier, to cash in on your joy
mm-hmm.
while you're going through this. And it doesn't feel fatalistic at all to me. It feels just like your next unfoldment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I said, I went in with leg pain. I didn't even go in with chest pain. You know what I'm saying? It's,
mm-hmm.
it's
yes.
really weird.
It's a map. But does grief make sense to you and anger make sense to you?
There's a lot of turmoil in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though this has come up, it's actually caused more turmoil instead of, you know.
Instead
you know,
of them supporting you and saying you're going to be fine. So now you have to do this work for yourself. Because
right.
when you start setting these boundaries in that, you're going to see big changes. But you
well,
don't take this on for the family. You heal.
Right. It's like my boyfriend that's out of state is more supportive than what's happening up here.
Oy
you
day.
Know?
No, I'm not surprised. But do you hear
mm-hmm.
that, what you just said? So this is about
mm-hmm.
your empowerment. This,
mm-hmm.
Gary said it too. So you're on the right track. You got to do your homework. Gary?
Well, I just...
Yeah, I agree. Be the leader. Be the example of how much you can take a complex situation and turn around and make lemonade out of lemons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make beautiful flowers out of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
It's accomplishable. And I think you are so close to believing that and pulling it off that if you need to hear the bell to send you on your path, bing, there's the bell.
Okay. Well, I just wanted Melissa to know because I didn't know if Jethro got a hold of her. And I just actually read a past email that I wrote to Jethro because I thought it was one of you on Psychics Gone Wild, but I couldn't remember which one because I've talked to you all, you know.
Well,
so
we're here to support you.
Well, I appreciate it so much, Melissa, and you too, Gary.
We're on your side, my dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We're thinking of you. You keep up the good work and let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're
going to
go knock it out of the park, Annette.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Have a good night, my dear.
Good night.
How cool, Melissa. That's pretty good. It's great. Great work. Great intuition. Great feeling. Great connecting with... the spirit world, and everything's great except I'm trying to get the Blog Talk Radio switchboard to work. Ah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, we're here for you guys. We're here to be the catalyst for your growth. We're here to implement change. We do the messages to the best of our ability, and this is about Annette's path, and, you know, anything that we can do to help Annette as she unfolds, we are here to support. And so it's a blessing to be able to share and connect like this.
Very true. And everything is possible. Everything is possible.
Even a pony. Like, can I get a pony, Gary?
Yes, you get a pony, my dear. In fact, we have area code 503 on right now, and 503 happens to have a pony for you. Am I correct, 503?
No, I do not, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes, I am here.
What's your name, brother?
Chase.
Chase, how can we help you, my man? Can I give you a short reading over the next couple months? Want to talk to Melissa about some things, or what's on your head? What's on your mind?
I've been given some news, and I guess Melissa might be able to do more. Just curious how true the doctors are.
Melissa, do you want to? This is Chase.
Sure. Hi, Chase. How are you, love? Are you calling from Oregon?
Yes.
Yeah, because my dear friend lives in Oregon. I went, 503, you're calling from Oregon. How can we help you, my dearest?
Yes, I was given some news from doctors, but they have also told me some things that have not turned out. So curious if you see anything.
Well, it just feels like you're rocking and rolling all over the place. Do you want to be more specific, or do you want me to just ask your guides for guidance? How do you want this to roll? How much do you want to say out loud?
I have some doctors that say I have less than a year, and then I have some doctors that say that the doctor who said that is totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an infection from a device they put in my abdomen.
Yeah, it feels like there's something going on with your blood that, I want to say tainted blood, but there's like your electrolytes feel off and your blood feels like it's just, there's a blockage there. You need to get one more opinion if your budget will afford you. And you need to also, if you can, get to even calling a wellness center and getting into a different sort of energy, because this medical energy has put fear instead of Gary's word and my word, empowerment. And this is about empowerment. This isn't a death sentence. This isn't about you failing, okay, Chase? This isn't about that. This is about you having a high quality of life. And it makes me want to cry because people aren't allowing you that. And so mm-hmm. if there's somebody that you can talk to in a wellness center or get to a wellness center, if you're able to do that, or even just, you know, call around a little bit when you get some extra energy, but you need another opinion. And again, for you, your MO now has to be my quality of life. This is about I'm quoting for you. This is about my quality of life. This is not about putting fear in me. I deserve to have a high quality of life. And that's where the switch is going to happen. You have to do a little bit of this legwork when you have some energy. What I'm getting from your guides is that they're shaking their heads like, you know, I'm seeing, they're showing me green, which is Archangel Raphael, which is the healing heart and the healing soul and the healing body. And so if you're comfortable doing a little prayer work or affirmations while you do this other sort of homework, legwork, because you have to be co-creative in this process. This is about you being empowered. This is about you being strong. And it doesn't feel like that to me. Okay, not a death sentence. This is about them invoking fear because of their impatience and them not willing to take that extra step with you, which is not to make them wrong. It's about what your needs are, and your needs are a higher quality of life. What do you say, my dear friend?
Well, I agree with you. And I also think the very fact that you've got two or three different opinions means that scientifically it may kind of look this way and kind of look this way and kind of look this way, but the one thing that's hard to factor into the scientific equation is spirituality, is how much power you have over maintaining your own sense of power, love, harmony, creativity, to add to the body as best as possible. Why don't you take it upon yourself to break some records and blow them all away and live four more decades? You know? And I'm not kidding. Just in mindset, The reality of the situation is one thing. The way you look at it is another. And you're certainly a man facing some difficult challenges. But I also feel you're a very strong soul inside. And I think that's the thing that's going to make you allow you to see your way through this with happiness, self-respect, peace, and so forth. You with me, my man?
Okay. Yes, this isn't the first time they told me I would be dead within six weeks.
Prove them wrong.
You've already proven them wrong. Yeah, you're stronger than that.
Yeah.
I appreciate your information, and hope you guys have a good evening.
Chase, will you let us know how you're doing?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You're going to do great. We love you. Okay?
Take care.
You too, honey.
Bye-bye.
You too, Chase. Bye. Have a good night. God bless, my man.
All right. Thanks.
Life does offer challenges, and when I hear people facing tough ones and able to smile and see the good and the joy in it, just... blows me away. I never cease to amaze me the power of one individual, you know, the power of the heart, the power of the mind, of the spirit.
Yep.
You know, you see soldiers come back from Iraq with no legs, and 2 years later they're climbing Mount Everest. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Makes my challenges small.
Mm.
All right, we are moving right along to area code 661. Are you there, 661?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name's John, and I was wondering if any of my relatives in the afterlife had a message for me.
Melissa?
Hi. John, is it J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
J-O-H-N.
Okay. Do you have something, someone specific you want to talk with? There's a band of people I see that just like came right in. There's just like quite a few friends on that side. How about someone in specific?
Yes, my uncle.
And your uncle's name, honey?
Frank.
Oh, Frank. Did he smoke a cigar?
No.
Who smoked? There's somebody there who's smoking a cigar. Who would that be? This is a balding gentleman?
No.
Do you know anybody like that?
My father, but he's still alive. No, nobody ever passed over.
Well, I'm asking who this could be with the cigar and the balding head. When they heard the name Frank, they just popped in. It could be a spirit guide, but we'll address that again. Let's see what Uncle Frank has to say to you. Uncle Frank is saying that he feels that sometimes you doubt yourself. Is that true?
No.
You sure? That there are things that you do that sometimes that
I guess I'm not the most confident person.
That's okay. This isn't ever judging or criticizing. You're in safe space here, okay? This is also about supporting you, okay, love? Okay? Don't ever feel like we're here criticizing or judging. We're trying to help, and we support you. So Uncle Frank is saying, you know, when you feel that way, do something nice for yourself. Like go and buy a new CD or little simple things. Go and buy some water or the lake and go, you know, watch the fish. Do something that connects you immediately to that feeling of not only being a little boy again, but the joy that it feels when you have an accomplishment.
So he's telling me to watch professional wrestling?
Go for it. If that makes you happy, of course. Yeah. Anything that makes you feel that it's a part of your creative expression. He's tipping a hat. I don't know if he wore a hat, but he's tipping sort of like a hat and going, yes, that's correct.
Is it a baseball cap?
Well, actually, it looked like a fedora. You know, there's sort of like a...
This must be somebody else. He didn't wear fedoras.
It doesn't. Well, on the other side, they will. It's not necessarily what they did, but a fedora is more like Dick Tracy kind of energy and kind of like the heroes of the 40s, 1940s, you know, they wore fedora hats and they tipped their hats. They were very gentlemanly-like, very kind-like.
Oh, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we get symbols when we're doing this kind of work, it's not necessarily real. Sometimes they'll send us a real literal message, you know, John, and sometimes it'll be this metaphor or symbolic. And I'm being shown by your guides a yellow flower, and it's not a rose, but it's a bright yellow flower, like a wide flower, and I'm not sure like a chrysanthemum it looks like.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Does that have a significant meaning for you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically it's a form of joy to have plants around. I don't know if these were some of the flowers at your uncle's funeral years ago, but if you are so inclined, get some flowers. Do some things that brighten and cheer you up. And Uncle Frank will come to you in dreams if you give him permission.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, of course.
This sounds like a total bunch of bullcrap.
Then why did you call in?
Because I thought you guys were real, but I guess not.
Well, we are.
I don't think so. You're going to charge people $600 for 30 minutes is an extortion.
That's not what we do. That's
we
not what
do,
I do. That's not
what
Gary does.
Don't go on their website. Don't go on.
We don't do that, John. And people who we've given readings to know better than that. If you want to try to...
That's so pathetic. That is sick. You know, when somebody calls in like that and is sick and misusing their gifts and things that they want to know and then trying to mess with us, that's not a good choice. That's sick.
Takes all kinds. And John's still listening, so, John, we're sorry you don't understand. It's like a lot of things in life. You don't have to believe in gravity for it to work. You don't have to believe in spirituality to be a spirit. You don't have to believe in light for it to exist. So there's a lot of things about the universe that don't fit into what we call science. And I've been a scientist. I've been an electrical engineer. Some things of the mind, the soul, and the spirit don't fit into nice, convenient definitions and so forth. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Imagine what an ant doesn't know about our lives.
And
so
also
we can
don't... That's so gorgeous what you said, but I'm gonna get on my soapbox a little bit right now and say, don't test the psychics. That's not what we're here for. We're here to do healing arts work. We're here to support people. We're here to give people tools so that they can have a better quality of life. So when we get calls like that or people are doubting what we do, don't call. Don't waste your time and don't waste our time. That's not what we're here for. And you will be blocked and you will be told and you will be dealing with it from other aspects in your life. We're here to help you, not hurt you. I'm sorry.
Right.
I just get really over it when people do
that's
that.
That's okay.
And it happens
all,
to us occasionally, you know, and bless
takes
everybody.
Takes all kinds.
But,
takes all kinds and makes a colorful world. And
you're
just
so
like,
wise
just
and
like,
calm, Gary.
Just
and
like
me,
politics.
I'm just like...
It's just like politics. You have people on the right and people on the left. And, you know, I'm a very liberal person. I can certainly see where the conservatives come from. I scratch my head. It's not where I'm at. But, you know, we're in a world with a lot of different opinions. And that's good because when people have opinions, if they're wise, they question their opinions. And they become wiser because they eventually find the truth.
Well, you just read my mind. The truth is the truth. And the truth is consistent. And the truth comes from the divine source. And there is that only one truth. You know, we have different aspects to get there, but, you know.
There is one infinite consciousness that supersedes everything.
Amen.
707. Are you with us, 707?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you speaking with?
This is Valerie. Melissa, I'd like to ask you, what are you seeing for relationship for me?
Hi, Valerie. I love your name. There's wasn't there like a song by the Monkees, Valerie?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, girl. Valerie's love life. Valerie, what is it that you're looking for in a relationship? Did you get burned by a husband at one point?
No, I don't think so.
It feels like there was like a relationship that was sort of... You got burned. Is this true?
In the past, yes, but I think I've passed all of it. Yes.
Yeah. So that made you stronger. It made you wiser. It made you more conscientious of who you are as not only a woman, but as a person that is planting seeds on the planet to make a better earth. So as far as a relationship coming in, it feels like you're almost ready, but not quite. And when you go out to, like, the beach, if you can get to a beach or out in nature, you're out doing, you know, your thing, and somebody sees you being joyful and ebullient like that, you're going to make a connection. Feeling like April. April feels like a really good month. You know, April flowers bring May showers. April showers bring May flowers. And it just feels like when you're out being the joyful person that you are, Valerie, that's what's going to bring that connection to you. It feels like April.
Okay.
Gary, what do you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Valerie.
Is this around work?
Not necessarily. No, it feels more, but it could be. It just, to what I'm getting from your guides, it feels like it's more you doing your thing, you're out and about, and you attract someone. You don't have to go looking. It's just going to kind of, there's going to be kind of like this attraction. And boy,
okay.
That should be nice. What do you think, Gary?
Oh, did she have a specific question?
Yeah, she was asking about her love life.
Well, that never surprises me to hear that from you ladies, because y'all are very complex in that area. You are. Y'all really are. And that's to your compliment. You have to be. Nature gave you a lot of responsibility carrying kids, and that's why men are a little more oblivious to the things y'all are all about. And I can testify from one who's gone through obliviousness concerning those very issues. So, Valerie, I'll tell you what, let me do a short reading for you, and that'll cover some things about love over the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
And all you have to say, my dear, is drop, and I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I see. Whenever you say drop.
Okay, drop.
All right. Well, wow, what you're going through in this couple months is going to really bring a lot of joy to your life at a lot of levels. You've gone through some things recently with relationships and doubts and concerns, and it's caused like a bunch of fresh changes in your life. But it's also inspiring you. And that's what's good, because it's helping you think outside the box about who you are, about what you want, about where you want to go, about how you can get there. And it's helping you go through a lot of these where you feel blockage in dealing with men, like you're hitting a wall and you can't get through, or they don't get it, or just there's blockage there. You're starting to see a lot of ways around that. Uranus here is pointing to Venus, which is next to Saturn, which is the blockage, and it's actually pointing to Mars. So there's like a way around these obstacles you've seen, not only with your relationships and how you see men and how you see yourself and so forth, but how you get this a new feeling of strength because you're thinking outside the box. You're really seeing yourself in a completely fresh way. It's almost like, why not? And by the second and third week here, it feels like you're opening up to new commitments in your life. The pressures from the past have certainly gone away, and you do have this sort of goal in mind, peace, happiness, balance, and the more that goal comes in mind as opposed to dealing with the confusion you've been through, the more you're bringing that into play. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, going kind of quick because we've only got a minute and 30 seconds here, but by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, there's so many good decisions about your place, about how you feel about your life, about luck and about expansion and about new horizons for yourself, that toward the end of this three-month period, not only are you going to be cured from a lot of these things you've gone through with about love, but you're going to have a lot of both power and fresh vision. And through this period, I think you're going to have good relationships come back into your life, and it's going to lead you toward what I was starting out to say with Jupiter, the moonstone out here beyond the circle, a very happy time, expansion mostly, emotionally, comfort, confidence. So don't be afraid that the curveballs life has given you, are going to make you a better batter, or to get a bigger bat, or to be wiser, or to be more flexible. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does.
Valerie, we're glad to have you call in tonight. We've only got about 46 seconds left, and I wanted to tell all you callers that you can listen back on the archives. We didn't get to everybody. We did have a lot of callers. I wanted to certainly thank my host, my co-host, Melissa, and you can find out more about both of us on Psychics Gone Wild. That's Gary Wimmer and Melissa Berman, and we hope to see you folks next week. God bless. Stay happy. And thank you very much for being with me, Melissa.
Thanks, Gary. Talk to you soon. Good night, everybody. Be well. Be happy.
Be well and be happy. Amen. Have a good evening.
You too.